With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show ended over the weekend. We heard from NCBA's Ethan Lane about the USMCA trade deal and its importance.
I think from the beginning, we've reiterated the top line here, which is the votes are there. People around the country want to get back to work. They want to see this done. And the majorities we saw in the House and Senate reflected that. More than 400 in the House voted for it, 89-10 in the Senate. They could have had this vote a year ago. It would have been the same, right? And so we were glad to see them finally pull the trigger on this and get this thing moving. What a tremendous relief to have this off everybody's plates. And it has been fascinating to watch this shape up over the last, 6 weeks or so, leading up to Christmas as they were trying to game out, you know, how they could move it. Leading into the first of the new year with the impeachment. This is a historic time, and there's a lot of moving pieces. And someday they're going to tell the tale of how they did the air traffic control to get all this done. But when we look back over the last few weeks, this unrestricted access to markets on either side of our border, this relationship that we have and the ability that it gives us to expand our footprint and our trade relationships is just unprecedented.
It's also known as CattleCon 20. It was held in San Antonio, Texas, and we'll bring you more of the highlights through the rest of this week. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.